You're listening to the WILS Weekend Kickoff on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
At times, I've questioned how much people still love Tiger Woods, how much this whole reputation thing has hurt Tiger Woods, and whether when he finally got back to golf, whether people would still love him. And I had an experience last night that showed me just how much Tiger Woods means to the sport of the golf and means to the success of golf. I'm at Smokey Bones last night, eating a meal with a girlfriend, and we're in the bar. And there's probably 50 people or so in the bar. It's a very crowded restaurant. And Tiger's on 18. And he's getting ready to putt for birdie on 18 yesterday to get to 7-under. And as he's lining up his putt, literally everybody in the bar stopped talking and turned to the TV. All the bartenders stopped serving and turned to the TV. About four or five cooks and waiters and waitresses walked out of the kitchen and came out to watch. One of the hostesses came out to watch. And I even saw some people get up from their dinner tables and walk over and watch him putt for birdie on 18. And I never realized before that point just how much golf still needed Tiger Woods. The attention that he is giving the Masters by doing well through two rounds, Scott, is giving golf new life, and I didn't realize it until last night.
That's the craziest part, because that's Friday. Friday. Yes, it's the Masters, but it's Friday. It's not even the weekend. I can see it Sunday. I could see dropping everything for a putt. I don't care. 18, I don't care when it is. If there's a big putt on Sunday, you stop and watch. But, and we kind of talked about it a little bit during our break there, because we were talking about guys who didn't make the cut in Martin Keimer. He's the number one, and you and I, we don't think of him as the number one.
No.
I'm going to take a shot. He's from Germany?
Yes. Keimer's from Germany.
That's my best guess. I know nothing about him. I don't care to know anything about him. There are other guys that I do know, but yeah, Tiger Woods, whether you love him or hate him, you know who he is. You've watched him for 10 years now.
People want Tiger Woods to do well. I look at Tiger, I'll be honest with you. I treat Tiger Woods like any other athlete. I don't care what they're like off the field, as long as they're not breaking the law. I don't really care. I know Kobe Bryant's a jerk. I know Barry Bonds is a jerk. I know Alex Rodriguez was unfaithful to his wife, but I still respect them as athletes, and I just look at them as athletes, not as role models. And as an athlete, I could watch Tiger Woods play golf all day long. All day long. And I think most people are starting to take that attitude with Tiger Woods. And they are realizing, you know what? Fine, he's not a family man. Fine, he's going to sleep with a lot of women. But man, can he hit well off the tee? And when he is focused, can he putt? And I think the biggest thing with Tiger Woods at this point, and I know I'm going to let you introduce this article in a second because you're the one that found it and made the great point about it, Scott. But I look at Tiger Woods, and he's changed his swing before. And the last time he made a big change to his swing, it took him about 2 years to get really, really back to where Tiger Woods was. Now he has changed his swing, changed his hitting coach, and had a nasty divorce with his wife where I don't even know if he sees his kids ever. I'm not sure what the issue is with that. I'm not sure whether she took him away and he's never going to see his kids again. Can you imagine if you are working somewhere in any profession, you have a change in your job where they make you learn all new skills, all new things, and while you're doing that, you are left by your wife who goes to another country and takes your kids with you. How long do you think it would take for you, Scott, to get back to focusing and performing at a high level?
A year and a half, 2 years to get to a high level. I mean, to get to a high level, 2 years, just to be able to get back to where I can function again close to where I was or in the same capacity, at least a year where you have to get everything straight.
And this goes into where we started talking about this show, which is sports being watered down and wanting to jump on things too quickly. And I think that Tiger Woods, in general, we jumped, and I'm going to include myself because I'm sure somewhere along the way I made a statement. We jumped on Tiger Woods way too early. We jumped on him and said he's never going to be the same, which I never felt that way. But I did worry about him struggling at this point. And I took a step back and I realized, God, the guy, whether it was his own fault or not, has been through hell in the last year. Absolute hell. And I can't imagine what it would be like to be the best at something and have that happen to you, and people still expect you to be the best, and you're not allowed to have a day off.
The strange thing that I see is, and I can't rightfully say he's never going to be to where he was, he is going to be, because it's so tough. And I've looked at many different aspects, his age, I mean, changing his swing, like you've said, just the fact that not even just changing swing coaches, but having to change physically because he's not 22 anymore. He can't bend and torque the way that he does. But I want to bring it current just to after Thursday. Tiger Woods goes out, shoots a 71. Me, knowing Tiger at the Masters, I think
this is what he does.
He's perfect. He is right where he needs to be. Robert Lucetich of FoxSports.com comes out, and let's see, the title of this, and this is right after the post-round press conference. The title, Does Tiger Know He's Six Shots Back?
Mm-hmm.
And it just rips him apart, and because he's very pleased with a 1-under par 71 on what he says is a gorgeous Thursday. Okay.
It basically says Woods didn't take advantage of the
exactly.
day.
Exactly. Tiger Woods' average first-round score in the Masters coming into this round, 72.19.
But this is every major. Tiger Woods rarely jumps out to a huge lead on the first day.
The years that he has won the Masters, he shot a 70. A 7, yeah, 70, 70, 70, 74.
And that's a great stat. So, basically, this is how Tiger does this, okay? He starts out, he shoots, he stays in contention. And then on day 2 and 3, that's where he makes his move, especially day 3. So that way, on day 4, he is in complete control.
Well, it's great because then he's also, the other years he's won, the second round, 66, 66, 69, 66.
So he's doing exactly what he always
what
does.
What did he shoot yesterday?
I forget
I
the score.
It
was a 66. Yeah.
Yeah.
And he looked good yesterday. He looked really good on that back nine. That was the first time I've seen Tiger play like Tiger since this whole fiasco happened. He looked really, really good. Here's where I want to take this to, Scott. I started reading a couple articles this week about whether Tiger is ever going to get to Nicklaus as far as majors go, and whether or not he can be considered the best if he doesn't catch Nicklaus. And my argument is this. Look, in a lot of sports, I agree. I think that you have to have rings. I think that you have to have championships to show that you're the best. Michael Jordan, Tom Brady, all these guys, Joe Montana, they all have rings to show their superiority. In golf, on this circumstance, I kind of look at it like tennis. I look at how good were you in your absolute prime versus how good somebody else was in their absolute prime. And I'm sorry to all the old folks out there who know that Jack, because I know Jack Nicklaus was a great golfer. Tiger Woods in his prime would wipe the floor with Jack Nicklaus.
Yeah, I mean, different styles, different game. The golf's a different game. But yes, you have to. I understand exactly what you mean. And not just that. I mean, I look at it. You can't. It's not like Tiger hasn't won anything where you're saying.
No, he's got 14.
Exactly. He has an absurd amount of major titles. I also look at it as how much he changed the game. And they made a great point because I was rewatching yesterday, late at night, watching the coverage. And they made the point of these young guys now that Tiger has to go out and play with, like Jason Day, like Rory McIlroy, like Ricky Fowler, all those guys playing together. Who did they grow up idolizing? It was Tiger Woods.
Tiger.
And it was his style. And they made the great point of these kids, and you have Jason Day and Rory McIlroy are going to be in the last group right behind Tiger today. 21 and 23, I think, are their ages. They're not going to be as afraid of Tiger because Tiger kind of wrote the own. He molded them into what they are because of what he was at a young age.
Yes.
So, and they made the great point of the guys like Mickelson, Els, guys around his age that have been playing with Woods for a while, they have kind of that fear and that respect. Whereas these young guys, they grew up watching Tiger.
Correct.
So they act how he did on the course where He didn't care who you were. He was going to go out and take you down.
Correct. Totally agree. But and I just I look at this situation. I look at the championships, and I think to something like tennis. Okay, let's say Roger Federer hadn't gotten the 16 slams and hadn't surpassed Pete Sampras. Let's say he stopped at 12. Let's say he got some knee injuries and just stopped at 12. I still would have considered Roger Federer the best player in tennis history. Why? Because I think in his prime, nobody can beat Roger Federer. In Roger Federer's prime, if Rafael Nadal and Roger Federer played when Federer was wiping the floor with everybody, Federer would have beaten him in straight sets. Same thing with Sampras. Sampras is a great player. Sampras is the second best player. Maybe third. I think Nadal might be able to beat Sampras. But second or third best player in tennis history. But in his prime, he would have lost to Roger Federer. And so for that case, and I take it over to golf, I can't think of any player who in their prime on their best day versus Tiger Woods in his prime on his best day could beat Tiger Woods.
No. Tiger played, it's just a different game. He could come out and bomb at 315 and that, I mean, he could hit irons, I mean, 20 yards further than anybody else put placement, and he's the best putter. When he is on, he is the best putter in the game.
Take it back to when we didn't blast balls over the place. If you make Woods play fairways and greens, he's still going to get more birdies than you because he'll won putt-holes. And so, I mean, if he can make the type of plays that he did yesterday, where he's hitting from the rough off balance and he knocks it within 10 feet of the green, imagine what he can do in an era where all everybody was doing was hitting fairways and greens because their irons and woods wouldn't allow them to blast it.
That's why I love Tiger, because he is the best scrambler there is. Because how many times do you watch him just absolutely shank a drive?
Pretty much every single time I watch Tiger Woods.
He swears, he drops his club, he yells at himself. He's way off in the woods. He's in the rough. He has a terrible second shot. What does he do? Birdie or par? He's unbelievable at rescuing himself.
How does Tiger Woods do the rest of the way? Do you see him winning this thing? Because I look at him, and I love that he's doing this, and I think this is great for golf that he is doing this well. But I wouldn't be surprised if he slows down a little bit as this tournament goes along. We've seen him a couple times this year have a fantastic round and then slow off. And I'm not saying that he isn't going to win this tournament, because you look at McIlroy. McIlroy has done this once before and then completely flopped out as the tournament has gone along. KJ Choi is a great player, but I can't see KJ Choi continuing to shoot 67s every single day. And Jason Day is really unproven at this point. So I'm not saying Tiger Woods can't. I'm saying in Tiger Woods' current form, where he's still not that used to his swing, he's still capable of a bad day. I'm not sure he can win this tournament. Where do you see him finishing?
That's the toughest thing, because you're right. Holding it for 4 days and the stamina, I'm sure that he is fine, and this is his tournament, in my mind especially. I mean, tied for third, three shots back. I don't even care how many shots back he is going into the weekend. I like KJ Choi. Lee Westwood is there. But yeah, the other guys are young, and I never like picking the field over Tiger, especially in this tournament.
No. I'll put it at 55-45. 55 to Tiger, field at 45.
I'd go 70-30 Tiger.
Okay, fair enough. Fair enough. All right, when we come back, Scott, you know how I love irresponsible journalism stories. We'll talk more next. Weekend Kickoff, 1320 WILS.